This is the BritLit Podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues from British literature.
Welcome to the BritLit Podcast. We've got another discussion today about British literature and how times are a-changin'. Today this is Mr. Craik, and with me is Elijah. And last episode we talked about the changing English language, and we talked about how language is changing, and today we're going to talk a little bit about how learning is changing. So, Elijah, fill us in here. What was learning like back, if we go way back into British tradition, the early British tradition, what was learning like back then?
Well, learning started out as just like oral tradition. Like, people would just sit around and one person would tell another, you know, how things were, and that's how people learned, and that's also how they taught.
Okay, and some of the literature that we've been looking at has been in that oral tradition, right? Beowulf was an oral,
yes,
was kind of an oral thing, and what were some of the other pieces we did? We talked about ballads,
right,
being a thing that were. What was the significance of ballads? That was another discussion we had with Courtney,
right? Well, ballads were originally, you know, just carried down through oral tradition, mm-hmm. and you know, the later were written down into, you know, to access or accessible, you know, literature. But originally, like, the way that the ballads were learned is just through people talking about them, mm-hmm. and you know, there were these scops that were the traveling storytellers, and they would tell stories or talk about ballads and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and that's how it was
began. Now it hasn't always been that way, obviously, you know, right. We don't sit around and just tell stories, we document things, but learning kind of changed over time. How did that, tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, learning changed because we moved in from, you know, talking about things and everything just being oral to actually having books, and, you know, things were written down, and also just the idea of taking learning into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Before, with oral tradition, people didn't have the leisure of, you know, learning for themselves. People mm-hmm. always, you know, taught someone. Uh-huh. You know, you couldn't really say, okay, I want to learn about this, so mm-hmm. I'm going to go check it out.
Right.
And it changed, like, with the King James Bible.
That's a good example of it.
Yeah, because the people couldn't read the Bible for themselves. It wasn't in a written language where they could read it. They had to go to a church, and the clergy would
right.
read it to them. But then later, as, you know, time progressed, they, you know, the King James Bible came out, and people could read for themselves, and this whole new idea of, you know, I can interpret and, you know, read the Bible mm-hmm. for myself. So that just whole concept
brought the independence in,
right,
a little bit, right?
The independence of learning, pretty much.
Interesting. Now, that sounds somewhat similar to where we are today. I mean, it sounds like, you know, that learning has changed a little bit even today. What's been traditional learning in our society?
Well, you know, traditional school, you just go and, you know, you sit in a classroom with a bunch of other kids your age, and a teacher
hopefully, kids your age.
a teacher lectures about, you know, what you're supposed to be learning in that class, mm-hmm. and, you know, you take notes and you take quizzes. And
or if you do read for yourself, the teacher's telling you what it means.
Right.
Right.
You know, you'll read a, you know, an excerpt of literature or something,
right.
and the teacher will kind of guide you through
right,
it. You know,
right.
he tells you, okay, now this is what this means, this is what he's saying here. And
but hopefully that's changing a little bit. I mean, wouldn't
yeah.
you say that our society is changing? Because, I mean, it's not the old schoolhouse where we
right.
sit around and the teacher says, this is what this is and this is what this is, memorize it, test is on Friday.
Right. You know, people, I mean, the students are beginning to, you know, take their own learning into their own hands, and
Hopefully.
Right. That's the goal anyways. But,
How is that changing? How are we seeing that? I mean, in a lot of schools, isn't it still that kind of lecture method? What's the difference?
Well, I think the difference now is that learning is interactive, and it's just kind of like a new way to do it, really, through exchanging of information with other students and things like that. It's not just your traditional sit in the class and the teacher tells you.
Give me an example. For example, how do you talk about this exchange of information?
Well, blogs.
Okay. And oh, technology.
Yeah, technology. Okay. Like on the internet.
Okay.
Like there's we all know what a blog is. It's an online diary sort of.
Okay.
Where people go and write and other people can get on and respond, and it's like an exchange of information, but it can be, it can be learning. It can be personal, but it can also be,
So the way our society is moving, and correct me if this is what I'm hearing you saying, this idea that society is becoming more about a dialogue, more about an exchange of information. You don't have to sit and listen to somebody tell you. You can go and get it on your own.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's definitely more popular now to get online and see, go look for your own information. You go search and.
So you mean it's not important anymore that we know when the Gettysburg Address was given?
Nope.
What?
I think it's more important to learn for our teacher's role is no longer to teach you the dates and all the the nitty gritty details. The teacher teaches you skills on how to find your own.
Okay.
He's still teaching you, but he's teaching you how to teach yourself, sort of.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Interesting. Definitely interesting educational philosophy. probably might be challenged. But, okay, let's go with this then. Let's say that the schools of the future will be students taking a little bit more action in their own learning. What kinds of skills are they going to need? You mentioned being able to find your own information.
Right.
Okay, so that's a skill. What other kind of skills?
Learning how to...
Well, for instance, I'm a teacher. I'm listening to this podcast. I'm listening to the Brit Lit podcast because, one, it is amazing, and British literature is fun to learn. But let's say I'm a teacher, and I want to hear what what they're doing in Grapevine, how they're learning about British literature, and I want to get some ideas, or what kinds of skills do I need to teach my students? What's the future looking like? We talk about being able to find information. Right. We talk about this exchange of ideas.
I think learning how to communicate is a big part of it because you can get online so many different ways through blogs and wikis and other things like that are becoming popular in our society, and we're turning them into... ways to learn more effectively, I think.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's more, the students are more, familiar with that type of format.
Okay. Interesting. Well, let's take that. Let's do it for example. Let's say that learning is changing. We'll just say, in the past, if we were learning Beowulf, for example, and we were, typically the teacher would stand in front, and we would read the introduction to Beowulf, and he'd tell us what it means, and he or she would tell us, this is what this is, or maybe we'd do some discussion questions at the end of the book, write down our answers, memorize who Hrothgar is, and Harrit Hall, and all this stuff, and that was traditional learning. We'd take the test at the end and see how good we are at reading. And critically, let's say we're 40 years from now, 20 years from now, what are some tools? How is Beowulf going to be studied with this mentality that people are taking their own?
Well, I think people are going to help each other learn it more.
Okay.
Like through discussions online, you can I mean, you'll read the text, and you can get on. There's wikisummaries.org is a website.
Well, let's talk about what wikis are for, if somebody has not. Okay. We've used wikis, but give us an overview.
A wiki is basically just an online resource where people can go and post information, and it's like a share thing. Like, you can get on and edit, you can add, you can it's becoming a huge library of information where anyone can access it and anyone can add to it.
So Wikipedia, for example.
Right, exactly. Wikipedia, huge library of, I think it has millions of pages.
Right. So, and it's essentially an encyclopedia written by whoever.
Right. It's
whomever. All right. So right now, if I have ninth graders that are listening and they cited Wikipedia on their research paper, they're freaking out right now because they may have gotten their information from another seventh grader, right?
Right.
Because anybody can get on wikis.
That's true. And I mean, you have to be we go back into learning skills. You have to learn what resources you can rely on and trust, mm-hmm. because you can do so much on the internet these mm-hmm. days that just anyone can get on there and post trash about,
right.
you know, a subject. And
I've seen your MySpace, right? I know. No, but you're right. I mean, to a certain extent, you have to be able to assess what's right, what's wrong, what's mm-hmm. true, and what's not true. So, you know, you have to be able to know, okay, well, just because this is on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And
there's risks that go along with having all that access to.
But, you know. But let's say you talked about wiki summaries. Right. How would we use wiki summaries?
I think we use wiki summaries because...
First of all, what are wiki summaries?
Well, wikisummaries.org, I went online to check it out, mm-hmm. and they have a Beowulf, you know, section on Beowulf.
Okay.
Where every chapter is broken down into a summary,
mm-hmm.
but you can also get on, edit and add and... you know, contribute to what you think the highlights were, or
interesting,
or maybe you can either even start a discussion tab on, you know, chapter 2 and talk about, you know, what you thought was mm-hmm. the most important part of that chapter, and, you know, just it's just
an exchange of information.
Yeah, the possibilities are really endless.
So it's kind of like an interactive Spark Notes,
exactly,
kind of a thing.
It doesn't limit you to just reading it and accepting it. You know, okay, this is the way it is. Uh-huh. It's the only way it is. And
interesting. So wiki spaces. So that's one way people could go and exchange. We used wikis. We used wiki spaces, which is actually a tool. It's a website that offers a place for you to create your own wiki. Wikispaces.com. And we did a wiki in our mm-hmm. class.
When we were reading Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, we're reading the prologue and doing a lot of character analysis, so mm-hmm. we decided it would be helpful. Actually, Mr. Craig decided that it would be helpful for us to he made a wiki space page for our class with every character, and we were supposed to go on and add our external and internal evidences mm-hmm. for that character, just to you know, share with each other what we found.
Okay.
So it's a...
So, in defense of myself, I was teaching you these skills, right?
Right.
I was teaching.
You were.
So you were able to get on and you were able to share, hey, I found this out about the knight and about the nun.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else was like, oh, I hadn't thought about that before. So when we went and did analysis, we could kind of hear from each other.
Exactly. It opened up that discussion and the, you know, exchange of information, because I know for me, I learned best in that discussion setting. Mm-hmm. If I'm studying for a test, I'd rather mm-hmm. be with two or three other people, you know, kind of hearing their input and, mm-hmm. You know, giving my own, because it's just like an easier way to learn, because it's like a dialogue. It's not mm-hmm. like, you know, just spitting out facts.
Right. Well, and you think the workspace is becoming like that, you know, in the working world today, you're not always isolated on your own.
You can use resources, you mm-hmm. know, anywhere. I mean, communication, you know, mm-hmm. with cell phones, you can...
you don't have to be perfect at everything.
Right,
you can find an expert.
You don't have to be Superman. You can...
Right.
you can use your friends who live far away, you know, hey, I need help with this because, right. you know.
They might be good at this right. aspect or,
right.
and even in the work world, if you need to get something done for your business or mm-hmm. for whatever, you hire someone in New York who's good at marketing and then you ship something off. Interesting. So the future of learning, we've got wikis, this idea of exchanging information, blogs. We talked about some of the other blogs that are out there. You found some blogs on Beowulf?
Yeah, I found a blog on Beowulf about, it's a classblogmeister.com is where it came okay. from.
It's another tool, and we use classblogmeister.
Right.
It's basically, you can find it, www.classblogmeister.com, and it's a guy who's created a blog for teachers and schools to use.
So this teacher, he gets on, he has this page for his class,
mm-hmm.
and his first assignment was... for the students to create a dating profile for Beowulf.
Personal ad, okay.
Right. So, you want me to read one?
Yeah, let's find one. All right, so he puts an assignment on there, and they, on their blog, they have to go and post an eHarmony ad or so, right. you know, something like that. Yeah, let's hear one. Let's hear
okay,
a bit of one.
This one says, it's titled, "The Man of Your Dreams. Are you feeling alone with no one to love? Feeling like all of the good men are no longer around? Like mothers have forgotten how to teach their men about chivalry? Well, have I got news for you? There is a new man in the market who is searching for you and your good qualities. So take a gander, and I'm sure you will like what you see." And then it just goes on to talk about, you know, his age, his height, his, you know, occupation, just a
right,
typical
interesting.
Dating profile. But that's it's an example of, 10 years ago, no one would ever think, you know, okay, this kind of device would be helpful. In
or if I did a project in fourth grade or whatever in any class, if I did a project, the best type of sharing we'd have is we'd stick it on the bulletin board
exactly.
or put it in the hallway. But, you know, here you have a whole class doing assignments on there and people are going on there making, you know, you can go and post a comment to mm-hmm. someone's blog and say, oh, I liked how you pointed out that you thought he was... You know, he did this, or, you know,
right.
that was an interesting point, and it's that interaction there.
I'll point out in computer science class, mm-hmm. even, we use Class Blogmeister, and mm-hmm. we write articles on subjects, and a school from Georgia, some students from there have gotten onto ours, you know, read our articles, and,
interesting.
And you know, left comments and stuff,
right.
so...
It's neat to see that exchange.
Yeah, it's cool to see that other people are like reading what you're writing, and mm-hmm. you know, with the bulletin board, it's only, you know, it's limited.
Right, right.
If it's on Class Blogmeister, you know, there's no telling who's gonna read your
stumble
stuff
across
and use
it.
You know, it could be helpful to other people, so mm-hmm. it's great.
Well, and even Blogspot, you know, there's any mm-hmm. tools for it. But the point, the internet has opened up this world of exchange and
yeah.
this idea that everything's out there. Well, interesting ideas, and it'll be interesting to see how learning does change and how we can start to tie in some of these things. And as we learn more about using British literature, kind of as a stomping grounds, how we go and do it. And hello, we're doing a podcast here.
Exactly.
You know, that's another way of changing. So, well, there you have it. Thank you, Eli. And tune in next time for some more discussions from the BritLit podcast.
You've been listening to the BritLit podcast, a production of Mr. Craig's 12th grade British literature class in Grapevine, Texas. Check us out on iTunes or leave a comment at the website at britlit.podomatic.com. Listen in next time for more dramatic readings and dialogues.